Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Eric Berkman. He's got a background in digital marketing, analytics, even UX. And today he finds himself as CMO and co-founder of GrowFlex. We're going to learn all about that. Eric, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Thomas. Excited to be here. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Excited to have you. So let's start off by talking about you are new in your founding of your company. Let's start off talking about a little bit about your journey. We've got a lot of listeners to the show who also are founders and who also are trying to get there. Tell us a little bit about what it's been like for you so far with founding your company.
Yeah, great. So first of all, it's not easy. It's challenging to come up with what's the right idea, right? There are a lot of ideas, but not all ideas are the right idea. And so through our journey that we've taken so far with GrowFlex, you know, it really started out as trying to help a certain industry and functional area, and particularly accountants and chartered public accountants, try and make better sense of their data, because we had some connections to that space. And so we started having some conversations with some CPAs to understand, how do they use their data to make decisions? How do they integrate their data? How do they clean their data? Things of that nature. And we started out really focused on them and focused more in this business intelligence tool type of space, and really maybe some use cases specifically for this functional area of accounting. And so as we started, you know, thinking through that more, started talking to more people in the accounting space, outside of the accounting space, other functional areas, industry experts in manufacturing, marketing functional areas, retail, e-commerce, things of that nature, different functional areas, different industries. The thing that we kept hearing was, that's interesting, but what are your thoughts on our area, our industry, our function? And so we started getting a little bit deeper in some of those conversations with folks. And we said, it seems like there's a real pain point. And it's not just about bringing data together for one area. It's about understanding, what is our data telling us? What does it mean? And so we kept hearing that over and over from these different business leaders in these different functional and industry areas. And we said, we don't want to just build something for one area. We want to build a horizontal, because we think our approach can apply against multiple functional areas, multiple industries. And what the big thirst and the big pain point is, people are tired, business leaders, they're tired of just getting pretty dashboards, pretty charts, pretty graphs, decks delivered to them, presentations. They want to know, what should I do? What am I going to do with this information? What are my next steps? And there are a lot of platforms out there that, again, you know, they do a great job. They put together the pretty pictures and all that sort of stuff, but they're not telling you what you should do next. So as we've gone on this journey, we have now arrived at what we are calling kind of an operational intelligence platform, or an organizational intelligence platform, to help you figure out, what is my data telling me across these different functional areas in the organization? And can we create relationships between them? And can we create models between these different data points to help us figure out, what should we as a company do next? So that's been the journey that we've landed on. And it's been a long journey. Quite frankly, I've been on a separate journey even before I joined the company, because as a business leader, I've been leading marketing analytics teams for a long time, 15, 20 years. And I've been wrestling with this myself. We got pretty dashboards and things of that nature, but getting to actually bring it all together from an organizational standpoint has really been a gap. So that's the journey that we're on. And that's what we're working on.
Yeah. Now, you hit on a number of areas that I'm really into thinking a lot about. So first, let's talk about the fact that dashboards They are a great concept and they're absolutely wonderful. I'm a data viz guy myself. But the thing is, they're done wrong so often. And there's a lot of people who are even coming to believe that dashboards are old-fashioned or that we need to actually skip back past dashboards with new capabilities in AI where you can get direct answers to things. So I'd like you to opine a little bit on the problem of dashboards that is encountered out there.
Totally. We're hearing that as well. And the dashboards, they're very static. So, A, they sometimes they can take a little bit of time to put together, and they tell us what happened, but they don't tell us what is going to happen in the future and what you need to do in order to be prepared. And they don't tell us what are those predictions of casts. And they don't tell us what are the actual prescriptions, what are the next steps that I need to take. So we spend all this time pulling data together from all different sources. We automate some of that, right? But we spend all this time doing that, and we spend all the very little time analyzing and understanding what is it telling us? What is the story that it's telling us? And how do we move to the future to say, what decision do I need to make today that's going to impact my business a month from now, 2 months, or 3 months from now? And therefore, what do I need to change on my roadmap and my activities in my different functional areas in order to help us achieve the outcome that that we want to achieve in the future? And to your point, AI, and we're building AI, agentic AI into our platform. So what we are doing is we're bringing all of your data together. And we are integrating it with our machine learning, patent pending models, and an agentic AI agent. And we're bringing it all together so that you, as a business leader, will simply be able to connect your data, upload your data, connect your data. You don't need a science degree, data science degree. You don't need to be in IT. Going to connect it all. And our agentic AI is going to connect that data to our models. And we're going to tell you what we think the future is like, and therefore what we are scribing you actually do in terms of things to change, to move certain KPIs in certain directions.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Eric Berkman of Growflex. And when we get into the solution, he's just recently coming sort of out of a stealthy mode with his startups. Eric's going to talk about the level of detail that he's comfortable with. But before we get into the solution, I'd like to dive deep into the problem. And I'd like us to really understand you've talked about some aspects of this with accounting. And I know that accounting has lots of different levels to it, and there's different types of tasks. Let's zoom in to the task that kind of spawned your observation that there's a problem that needs to be solved here in accounting, and let's steep ourselves in the pain points that people deal with there today.
Accountants are they're charged with keeping track of the books and making sure that everything ticks and ties, makes sense, that we've got enough liquidity, things that we're well capitalized, things of that nature. But they are also challenged with forecasting. And especially in today's environment, we've got certainly in the States here, we've got a higher inflationary environment. We've got a lot of other outside economic forces, and tariffs are a big thing. You know, a lot, there's a lot of happening, a lot of swirl in the business landscape, especially the global business landscape. And so business as usual in terms of just credits and debits is not going to work from an accounting standpoint to understand, are you going to be well capitalized 6 months from now? And our modeling plus actually bringing in both using your internal data and external data that we are bringing in as well is going to help accountants figure out answers to these important questions. And so that way, when they stand in front of the CFO is going to have an understanding of where are we going to be in 6 months from now? And can we make this investment that I'm thinking about? Can we change our budget next year? Because I'm thinking about giving maybe marketing a little bit more money in the budget, or maybe I'm thinking about pulling back on the budget. So as me, as the CFO, I need my accountants to be able to deliver to me, what is the forecast really going to look like for the future? And so those are the kinds of use cases and things that we are looking to solve, particularly in the accounting space.
Now, is part of the problem that laid out very clearly there that keeping track of stuff, the software, other software out there might be at least largely supporting that, but the forecasting has been left by the wayside. And you walked through like some of the other types, some of the types of forecasting that are important. Is it that the tools, is it that the data is available, but people aren't being thoughtful enough but or skilled enough about putting it together in the right way? Or is it just a looked over thing? Do people assume that another job role is going to take care of that, or that something else? Why is there that gap?
Yeah. So first of all, most organizations are siloed. In most organizations, you have accounting, you have finance, you have marketing, you have operations, you have sales. They all have their own reports. They all have their own data. They all have their own KPIs that they're looking at. And sure, the different leaders come together, you know, in certain organizations, they come together periodically and they review their scorecards. But most organizations are not tying their data together from these different functional areas from a machine learning, predictive modeling standpoint. And so that's A. And then B, most organizations are just looking at their data. They're not looking at external forces. They're not integrating actual real external data that could be impacting them and could be used to help them from a data science standpoint, forecast the future. And so these two things create inefficiencies. They create a lack of confidence to a certain degree. And they create a point where a lot of these business leaders are saying, okay, let's try and make a change and let's see what happens. And so we are trying to solve those problems by bringing all the data together, making it easier, layering in this machine learning, predictive analytics over top of it, integrating external web data that we have available from external data sources, building these models, and then using the agentic AI to make it easy to use for business leaders who don't need this data science. They don't need to be a PhD in data science and things of that nature.
I love this idea of the integrating the extra data. When I've designed dashboards in the past, sometimes what I'll think about is, okay, here's the data that belongs to this organization, and it might summarize the organization in multiple different ways, but we also have this contextual data that could be brought in and provide context right there. So if we say, this is our earnings, whoop-de-doo, but what if it's 20% below or 20% above the kind of going market rates? That's important information. And like you said, what you're trying to do is help people become better decision makers with the data they're receiving.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. And we're trying to make it easy for them because business leaders, they don't have time to pull all this together, to comb through things. They want to show up to a meeting or they want to get, you know, a couple slides delivered to them and they want to make decisions. And they want to make decisions quickly and easily so then they can allocate. They're about allocating resources, right? Money and people and assigned to projects to then go and deliver against it. They don't have the time or the desire to try and interpret what we're actually trying to say. And the fact that most of these dashboards, to our earlier part of the conversation, they tell us what happened, but they don't really tell us what's the future going to look like, and therefore, what are our next step and what we want to do. So we're making it simple for them to make better decisions to move their businesses forward.
Sounds like GrowFlex is empowering accountants with new superpowers. And it also sounds like it's empowering the organization to make smarter use of their accountants.
Yes, exactly. And so, and to be super clear, it's accountants. We're empowering accountants. We're empowering marketing leaders, finance leaders, sales leaders, operational leaders, HR leaders, all functional areas. We're going to have the ability. We do have the ability to take all of their data and all of their KPIs, ingest it into our system, point and click, and apply our models on top of it. And so we're able to create holistic stories and decision points that need to be made in each of those functional areas so the organization holistically can move forward.
Now, this kind of touches on what you mentioned earlier about the horizontal that you're trying to attack. And you might have started off in accounting, but that made you observe and realize some other things. How would you describe that horizontal? Like, you've used some words already, kind of functional jobs. Is it the kind of stuff that are the job roles that keep the, so if you're working at a product company, there's the folks that build the product and that you sell and those kind of roles. But then there's kind of that internal sort of body of the organization that keeps things alive. HR keeps people paid and accounting, everything, it keeps the money looking correct. And so what is that horizontal? How would you verbalize it? How would you
Sure.
describe that?
Yeah, of course. So my simple, hopefully simple answer is in marketing has somebody who is the keeper of the data in marketing. In finance, there's somebody who's the keeper of the data in finance. HR, there's somebody there is tracking their metrics. Sales is tracking their metrics. Ops is an ops analyst somewhere. Even in small organizations, right? So we're really targeting small and medium at this point. But even in small organizations, you might have the same person keeping track of the marketing data and the sales data. And then maybe somebody else keeps the HR data, but it's siloed. And you have these, for most companies, it's siloed. So our product is meant to be used by anybody who is the keeper of the particular data for any of those functional areas. And we bring it all
Nice.
together and overlay our models and our agentic AI.
Now, cleaning up and organizing data is quite a task. It's always been quite a task. I don't think at any point in history has it been easy for humans to properly organize it. And I've observed that a lot of startups nowadays have been trying to leverage AI to fill in some of the gaps and to make it easier to do some of that initial organization transformation of data. Is that something that you guys are doing, or how does that come
Yeah,
together?
absolutely. The way we think about it is in this analytical and data science world, it's you have structured data and you have unstructured data. And even the structured data is messy, is not very clean. So we have a way to clean that, to recognize what the data is and to make adjustments to it to clean it. And then we have a way of categorizing unstructured data. So even if you have contextual data, literally notes about certain things, we can actually categorize that, put structure around that, so we can actually leverage that data and feed it into our modeling capabilities.
Nice. And where are you guys in terms of when you think about the continuum, where on one end of the continuum, it's services where humans are coming in and solving problems. On the other end, you've got a fully self-serve digital solution online that people can get started with. Where do you guys exist now on that continuum?
Yeah, so our platform, it's very easy to use, but the way we are doing it, we have a customer success approach and model to it because it's something that takes a little bit of finesse to get up and running. Once you get a little bit of customer success, a little bit of training, that sort of thing. But then going forward, we are looking to evolve our model to be a little bit more consultative if need be for our customers who are interested in going a little bit further, a little bit deeper. So the beauty of the platform is it's fairly easy to get going with a little bit of training. We have a customer success that helps and is available as you go on your journey towards using it. And then for folks that want to expand into further consultation to try and bring, maybe it's innovate on something new. And then we could look to maybe tweak the platform for that particular client, depending, but that's our future growth plans.
One of the things I wonder about is you as a founder have had, this background where you've worked in marketing analytics, you've done UX. Are you leveraging that today as a founder? Are you doing UX live and are you doing the marketing analytics and stuff?
Yeah, all of that. Every hat. Yeah, obviously the startup world where everybody's wearing a little bit of marketing, everybody's wearing a little bit of sales, the UI, UX, the product, the price, everything. We're all just trying to make it happen and things of that nature. Yeah.
Nice. And how do people go ahead and get started with Growflex?
Sure. Yeah. Very simply, it's at Growflex, Growflex.ai. We're offering a free 30-day trial. No credit card required. So we're trying to make it easy. And if folks are interested in that, we are also just contact us. We've got a contact form and drop us a line there. And we're happy to connect with folks that way. We're posting on social media, on various platforms out there, looking to engage, looking to learn, looking to help people, help business leaders solve their problems when it comes to being able to make better decisions based on better data.
Wonderful. And for the listeners, make sure you spell that correctly. It's not grow, take the W out of the word grow. Don't go to the wrong side. It's GRO, just GRO, like Eric said, flex, all together, one word, .ai. Go ahead and check that out. I'm going to check this out to see what it can do for me. Very exciting stuff. Eric, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Thomas. Really enjoyed it. I appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.